If you're like a lot of people, you probably use the expression one of the only from time to time. For example, Breaking Bad is one of the only shows I watch. But when you stop and think about it, one of the only doesn't seem to make sense. If something is the only thing, then it's already the one thing. That is, the only cookie on the plate is the one cookie on the plate. So one of the only must be pure nonsense, right? That's a popular view, as evidenced by an email I got from a reader a while back. June, wrote the reader named John. I saw this in the November 4th USA Weekend Color section. Quote, "Mushrooms are one of the only vegetables rich in vitamin D." "I don't think one of the only is correct," John continued. "It's either the one vegetable or the only vegetable, not both." That's very sound logic, but unfortunately, it's based on a faulty premise. The faulty premise being the idea that only necessarily refers to just one thing. According to Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, that's the dictionary used most often in book publishing, only has a number of definitions, and one of them is few. Here's an example the dictionary gives of this definition. Quote, "One of the only areas not yet explored." From this, we know two things. First, only isn't necessarily singular. Because it can mean few, it can in fact refer to plural things. Second, the dictionary makers themselves use the term one of the only. So clearly it's okay. Usage and style guides are surprisingly silent on this topic. I checked 9 reference works, including Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage and Garner's Modern American Usage, and none of them addressed one of the only, so obviously there's no rule against it. And obviously the people who say one of the only is wrong are themselves wrong, but we can still learn from them. If the word only can be singular or plural, but the word few is always plural, then few more precisely nails what people want to say when they use the expression one of the only. That's why I consider one of the few to be the better choice. And because one of the few is less ambiguous than one of the only, there's less chance it could momentarily throw your reader off the track of the point you're trying to get across.